this evening, and I want to present you the Skovolinos project and give you an overview about the important point of this project. Well, the first, we will start with what is Skovolinos and why is it found? It's founded 4 years ago, in 2001, but already 5 years ago, and there the Norwegian government gives an order to the company to make an open source solution for schools. And well, they also want to have a very admin-friendly open source solution, because there are existing solutions, but they are not admin-friendly. Because they are user-friendly, you know, open source school, server and some other solutions, but they were not admin-friendly for the government. So the SLX, Debian Labs, prepared Skovolinos, and in 2004, we have the first stable version, codenamed Venus. Well, Skovolinos is a custom Debian distribution, and we have a completely pre-configured Debian. We thought that it has to be possible to give a given system where the teacher can get the CD and only has to ask 4 questions, and then the whole network will be installed and all will work out of the box. And that was our idea, and our solution is this. This is an overview about the Skovolinos Debian Edu network, and we have split the services which we are using into 4 profiles. We are using the main server, see it, it's a big one in the middle, it's 10.0.2.2 in the network, and on this main server are running services like NFS, and of course the whole user files will be stored there in an LDAP database. And this, of course, if you know about LDAP, you don't want to install LDAP and you don't want to configure LDAP, and this is done by us automatically. So this is one of our big advantages. Another profile would be the terminal server. We use the Linux terminal server project, and this profile will install a good server which is listening to the main server and which will take the user files from the main server via NFS and also get the information from the LDAP database, and which will also offer this DHCP on a second network with another network card where thin client or thick clients can be running. For this, we've got the 2 solutions. We use LTSP, more or less this. By the way, we are very active in the developing of Lestis. Jonas Medegaard and Finn Arne Johnson, the main Lestis maintainer, are Skovolinos maintainer. And with Lestis, it's possible to use local devices of thin clients and to use a local core of thin clients. So you've got more thin client, because then you have a thin client with better sound support or better graphic support or what else. So our third profile is the workstation. The workstation is at the core of the power green station with local devices and installs or Linux. And in workstations you can run faster and higher applications, for example stop motion of Mighty KE applications. And well, the workstation will also authenticate the user will authenticate against LDAP on the main server and will listen to DHCP from the main server. Our fourth profile is especially for teachers when they are wanting to run school Linux at home. It's a standalone profile. It's only for local computer, but it's also LDAP authentication and the whole services. That's because the teacher can see the whole services at home and use them and try to play with them. So this was a short overview about our Scope Linux network. And well, I told you that our installation is very easy, only 4 questions. We have to answer which language do you want, which profile do you want to choose, do you accept that your artist will be the petition will be formatted, and of course you have to answer which root path do you want. And now after the installation, the question was how can we make sure that the admin has next to do nothing for good administration. And so we use a webmin interface called BLOS. Now you can also use ZipBox. It's a German development. This webmin interfaces written Perl provide a very easy administration for the users. And so you can add users into LDAP, a graphic GUI, and you can also administrate the whole system there. For example, you can tell that the network will get another address or so. And you can also configure Samba over this. So our goal is that Scope Linux is the only operating system in school, but now schools want also to use Windows. And so with Scope Linux, it's possible to integrate Windows network into this Scope Linux network, and well, for that we use Samba. So that was a small overview about how we made our solution, and I think we stop here with the technical part. Maybe you can answer me later some questions if you're interested, because it's very late now. I will go to the social part and how our community is built. We are organized in local teams. As you can see there, we got a French team, German team, Norwegian team, Greece team, and Poland team, and I think, of course, Spanish team. Okay, and now what we are doing in our local teams is course translation. This was a problem with Scope Linux because our master language was Norwegian and there are not so many translators. But with very good main core, and I think there's a good basic to cooperate with KDE. With good main core, we could translate the whole new Drift book. This is our installation handbook and some other technical information that's stored there. In 6 weeks, and it's about I think 400 pages. And of course, I talked to some guys from Eduxa, and I think it's very important that we cooperate with KDE there, because maybe we can translate your wikis, or you can show us your wiki solutions and some other parts, and so we can link them. Yeah. And here is our pics of our German Scope Linux team. Well, there should be some pics. Not yet. Imagine that there are some pics, okay? Good. We've got a test center in Gütersloh, and there we will work every month. So we we can make our release circle very hard. Because there we will discuss what to do next, and then to give some options and some exercises for the next month, and then we'll discuss what we've done. And we are divided into teams. The translation team, the documentation installation team, which will test and report bugs, And there's, of course, a maintainer team. And a very young team is the maintainer team at Germany, because to last year, we have only the big maintainer team in Norway, and all the other maintainers all over the world, and also me, maintaining there and contributing into the system. And now the German team, and especially me, are not no longer allowed to contribute into the system, because we have only to do packaging and to package learning software. That's very important, because we offer the solution which will give you a whole network and a whole system, and we have not even much learning software and not even enough teaching and games for the students and for the teachers. Well, the answer of the teachers to us is, well, the system is very good, but what shall we do with this system? Because we don't know what to do with them. By Microsoft, we get enough software where we can play with, or we can teach with, and so on. So we need more software in this. And well, I also want to ask some KDE guys here to write, well, it's very difficult, but to write an application for, I don't know if you know Squeak. It's a program, developing program, I think, for Smalltalk. But it's written, and the copyright is under the old Apple license, and so it's not completely free software. So that's our problem. We need GPL software, and of course, especially in those tools where you can develop and where you can start to program. That's what they do in the informatic courses. There we need more applications. Our teachers say we've got Delphi and Pascal, and we're using this, and we won't use other things like Calux or FreePascal, so they're all messed up. Well, and my goal here is to get more applications for this. For example, in my old school, I made a Linux workgroup with some small students, and I showed them how to use Catdialog and the shell basics, and well, now every spare lesson they're making some scripts and writing some mass program with Catdialog. Well, they're not very good, but they're contributing into Scode Linux, and they're interesting in Linux, and that's very important. They're 12 years old, but later they will be the programmers. So it's very important that we get more application at that point. So another part is, I told you about the local teams. We also have a cooperation between these local teams. It's necessary. And I think they are also your pigs. Well, here I can show you some pics of our meeting in French. Sorry, the text is in German. This is another part, because the French team is also a very good social team. They're working on Emmaus. Emmaus is an organization which takes care of alcoholism and people who are only drinking alcohol, and well, they help them to get a job and to come back into the society. And the Scode Linux team in French is also working in Emmaus. So I want to print it. By the way, this one here, the old one with white the white clothes, is our German project leader, Kurt Gramlich. I think he attended the last academy. So, and this is another topic. How to get new maintainers and young people, well, the maintainers or translators or whatever, into a project. That's a very big problem, because no one's interested in that, I think. And so we made a new process. We call them DVN Edu Developer Process. And this is a process where young people can well, start with writing mail to us, and then we'll take care of them and give them some small tasks which they have to do, for example, some small translations and so. And we give them, with that, we give them accounts to our servers, email address, and t-shirts, and we'll also invite them to parties to come to the test center and so, because so we can involve and integrate them into the project. That's very important. And later, when they're at the end of the DBM developer process, during the process, they learn much about GPL and free software, the free software guides, something about the Debian social contract, and of course something about the Debian edit policy, which is a special kind of Debian policy. And at the end of the process, they can choose in which category they want to work. For example, translators or developer and maintainers. They want to get more maintainers and developers in Cisco Linux. So if there's any, come to me. System administrator are there, and testers, marketing organization, yeah, and some people take care of mailing lists. So that's a process where we can integrate young people into Cisco Linux, and maybe it's also important for KDE to have such a process. Okay. So at the end of the speech, I will tell something about our involvement into KDE and what I else want to have. KDE is our pre-configured desktop, and we're proud of that. And we say thank you to the KDE team, because for their work. We have also a GNOME solution, but not the mainstream. And what we need, sorry that I also say and always say what we need, but that's my job. We need a pre-configured kiosk tool. That means we need more kiosk support for Scope Linux, and maybe a special package for that. And I also can help there and some other maintainers, where we can use kiosk and where the admins can use the kiosk mode to make it easier to structure the desktop for the students and to make a special desktop for special lessons. So for that we want to use kiosk. What else? I mentioned the applications, the program language. And the other point is we offer you cooperation. I say it again, we offer you to translate something for you, and we offer you to package for you, if you're interested. And for that I hope we can get back new software and, well, we can make a bigger community together. And during the flight to Malaga, I thought about what will my last sentence be here, and I thought about, what can you say about KDE Academy, and what will happen there? And then I read the saying, and I modified it a little bit. So, last sentence, and I will end my presentation with this one. Some people watch things happen, while other people wonder what has happened, but the KDE people make things happen. And together, I think we can conquer the desktop. So thanks for your attention, and maybe I hope we can ask some questions again later. Thank you. Well, are there any questions at the moment? Do not hesitate to ask, although it's late.
Just a remark, the old form kiosk framework you can use it right tomorrow, I think. So
Very good, thank you. So,
Project.